time for the Athens Little League Report, and we'll bring in Steve Cummings. It's brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A with locations at Beechwood and Barnett Shoals. Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. I was hoping the Braves could figure out a way to beat the Nats, but, man,
that
14
is,
runs.
The Braves have now lost 31 of 40 against the Nationals dating to the start of the 2015 season. Remember, it used to be the opposite of that. Now, good grief, they have just completely been owned by Washington. So,
I didn't know it was quite that bad.
No kidding. Man, that is crazy. Well, anyway, great weather again yesterday. I know had a lot of stuff to get to. So, Steve, take it away, sir.
I'll do it. Good morning, Athens. Here we go with the Thursday morning Little League Report. Just have three games in the majors. Those are the big boys that play over at Highland Park. They had three games last night, and then our first one on field one. Hawthorne Drugs, they get their third win in a row as they beat Northeast Sales 6-2. This one was a pitcher's duel for most of the night, and it was 2-2 in the top of the fifth inning when Hawthorne's bats came alive and they put up four runs. Then they play solid defense the rest of the way, and they secure the win. Hawthorne was led offensively by Jackson Hall, who led off the game with his first home run of the season. So congratulations to Jackson. Andrew Sussman had a double and two RBIs. Keon Rogers with a double. Charlie Hutton, three hits, including a double. Caleb Fields, he's swinging a big bat. He had three hits with a triple and three big RBI. Jackson Hall also had a solid night on the mound. He scatters six hits, only gives up two runs, has three strikeouts. Parker McCleary comes in for Hawthorne to shut the door over the last couple of innings. He picks up three strikeouts as well. We have some really good younger players in the league this year, and one of them plays for Northeast Sales. He's 9-year-old Jonathan Ransom, and he got the start on the mound for Northeast Sales. He pitched very well, only gave up four hits and two runs over four complete innings. So nice job by Jonathan Ransom. With the win, Hawthorne, they moved to 4-4 on the season. Over on field three, Chase Park and the old ball coach, David Barbie, they get a big win over State Bank 25-4. But the interesting thing about this game was that it was tied 3-3 going into the fourth inning. And Chase Park's Malone Overin, he lays down a perfect sacrifice bunt. He moves a couple of runners from first to second over to second and third. And then Beck Ramsey comes up, and he doubles in both of those runs to make it 5-3. And after that, it was all Chase Park. For Chase Park on offense, Tristan Lowry, he hits two home runs, number 5 and 6 on the season, and one of those was a grand slam. So big night by Tristan Lowry. Tayo Watanabe, he was 4 for 5. He had two home runs, four RBI. Beck Ramsey, 3 for 4 with 5 RBIs. Walter Heckenberg, 3 hits. Riley Carty had 3 hits. Michael Rosh had 3 hits. And Michael Rosh picks up the win on the mound for Chase Park. For State Bank, Renardo Faust, he goes deep again, has a home run. Miles Cass had a couple hits. Josh Worthington, he swings a hot bat as well. He had a couple hits. And Jared Monago makes a nice backhanded play on a hard-hit ball in the hot corner. And finally, in the final game of the night over on field two, Athens First Bank and Trust, they remain undefeated at 8-0 as they pick up a 6-1 win over Law and Order. Now, the story in this one was a B, the answer Shaw. He looked like Matt Serger out there on the mound as he throws a one-hitter, complete game, 83 pitches in 6 innings. He records 12 strikeouts. He actually had 14 strikeouts. His curveball was biting so hard it was hard to get a handle on it. But two of those strikeouts, kids reach on drop third strikes. But a B with a great game, just dominant on the mound. He gives up a hit on the very first batter of the game for Law and Order, Jackson Davis, and then doesn't give up another hit all game. For Law and Order, Titus Cummings, he's now either walked or gotten a hit in 8 straight games to lead off the game to come around the score. He's on base again 3 more times last night and scores 3 runs. Hunter Stonecipher had a nice night at the plate. He had 3 hits, one of them a ground rule double. A B. Shaw, he also had 3 hits and 2 RBIs. And Thomas the Train Chisholm, he swinging a good bat too. He had a couple hits, with two RBIs, and Athens first keeps their hold on first place with the 6-1 win over Law and Order. And that, my friends, will do it for this morning's Little League Report.
Steve, thank you so much. I do have one question for you before we let you go.
Yes, sir.
A guy who was in every Little League Report last year, who was homering, it seemed like, in every at-bat, Rio Foster, is he with the Mississippi Braves or is he with the Gwinnett Braves this year?
I think he was with Mississippi at the end of the year last year and got moved up to Gwinnett.
Just
yeah,
wondering.
Look for him in just a few years. He's a good player.
I had a buddy of mine ask me about him. Said he missed hearing Rio Foster's name. I said, I will ask and see what he's up to. All right. Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great rest of the week, and we will catch you next week.
Sounds good, Dave. Thanks a lot.
All right. Steve Cummings with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A, with locations at Beachwood and Barnett Shoals.